Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Doug Barry. Jim Blasingame here with Doug Barry. And Doug is a senior international trade specialist at the Global Knowledge Center in the U.S. Commercial Service, part of the Department of Commerce. Doug has taught us so much over the years about exporting. Doug, thanks again for joining us. Export.gov is the website. Doug, where are we on some of these trade agreements? Now, we've got the one with Colombia done, right? And that was done. That's behind us, right?
That's behind us, the one
Chile.
With South Korea. Chile has been around for a while.
Yeah.
20 of them altogether.
Yeah.
And the big ones, of course, the mega ones, are in the latter stages of negotiation now.
Who are those?
One of them involves the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Many countries in Asia that would join with the United States in a very large regional free trade agreement.
Like Vietnam, people like places like that?
That's right. Vietnam, Japan is also,
yep.
which would be huge because
yep.
they're a gigantic economy, big, very right. large population.
That could
the other
really
one is with the European
grow,
Union.
Grow the economy, couldn't it?
It's about 60 or 70% of the world's GDP involved in these two very large
wow.
regional trade agreements.
Where are we on that? On those?
They're in the Trans-Pacific one is closer than the European one, but it's run into some snags, as these things generally do with all these different countries and their interests. And the Japanese, in particular, are balking at some of the agricultural aspects of it. They protect very much their rice industry
right.
in particular.
Right.
There's a row now over automobiles with the United States trying to limit the number of imports from Japan, as they've done for years now, but this
right.
sort of takes another turn on that, and so they're working through that. But I think the benefit for countries is so clear in terms of increasing the economic activity and trade in general
right.
that probably they will be approved. It just may not happen as quickly as possible. One good thing about them, of course, is the ability to provide services within all of these different countries, lowering the barriers to service entries. And, I thought I'd also mention, just as we close this last section, Jim, that I met this service company in Raleigh a couple of weeks ago. They're a client of the U.S. Commercial Service. They're called Urban Planet,
mm-hmm.
and they do a software that is English language instruction. You can actually download on your smartphone a whole series of modules that will teach you English. They're now
wow.
in 43 different countries. 90% of their revenue is international.
That's exciting.
And they're growing by leaps and bounds.
What a great niche for them to fill, right?
And let me tell you the sort of little anecdote that the president of the company told me the other day. I said, well, do you have any sort of interesting stories about how people learn English differently and different kinds of Englishes throughout the world? And he said, yes, I was in Indonesia recently, and I came across the people in the elevator. And we were going up in the elevator, and the Indonesian man said to him, "May I squeeze by?" And he thought for a moment and said, that's one of the modules, the turns of phrase that we use. And he asked the guy, "How did you, learn that?" And he said, "Well, I have this software," and it turned out to be his software. But then I thought, "May I squeeze by" is a particularly American
right.
English phrase. I can't imagine a British person getting into the elevator
no.
saying, "May I squeeze by?" It would be too assertive.
Exactly.
They would be standing there saying, "Oh, pardon me, I'll wait for the next one."
Right.
And the American would go in and, "May I squeeze by?" and push themselves into the thing no matter what.
That's hilarious. So now in Europe, I think we're maybe stuck on the agricultural part because of the way we modify our food, right?
The food modification and also the subsidies that are paid by a lot of, and of course we subsidize farmers too, so it's not as
right.
if we're you know, blameless in this
right,
whole
exactly.
thing. And it's, working through all of that is pretty complex.
Well, if we get this done, though, this would be good, because I still believe what Frederick Bastiat said almost 100 and probably 160 years ago, when goods cross borders, armies don't.
Yes, that's very,
trade
very wise.
Trade is good for humanity. It's the right thing to do. It's good for everybody. Trade, and the freer the better, as far as I'm concerned. Hey, Doug, thanks for being here. Good job, as always. Keep up the good work, and come back soon.
Thanks so much. Happy holidays to you.
You too. Doug Barry, ladies and gentlemen, with the he's Senior International Trade Specialist at the Global Knowledge Center at the U.S. Commercial Service, part of the Department of Commerce, here on planet Earth. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll be here on Thanksgiving Day, all live and in person. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.